6:52.
Wine can be intimidating. Especially yes. intimidating to your pocketbook, but you do not have to break the bank if you want to invest in a collectible wine.
Ah, well, fortunately, Scott Greenberg is here from the Washington Examiner, and he can tell us all about it in our Wine of the Week. Hiya, Scott.
Hiya, Hillary.
So the price for collectible wines, the prices are going up.
Nutty. It's crazy. There are wines out there I used to collect for, you know, and even then I thought it was a little nutty spending $60, $70, $80, they're now topping $300, $400, $500. And there's some coming out of Bordeaux, first growth wines, $1,500 a bottle.
Wow.
$1,500 a bottle.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to put the decimal somewhere in the middle, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go to France first.
Let's go to France. And this is actually from a very reputable, very well-known chateau in Bordeaux, the 2010 Opélie des Châteaux Coutet. Now, it took Eileen Billet over 4 years to convince her father and her uncle to make this beautiful wine from their wonderful vineyards in Barsac. It's, again, in Bordeaux. And it's equal parts of Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc grapes, selected from just a few rows of 40-year-old vines. Elegant dry white wine, crisp acidity, stunning minerality, flavors of passion fruit and pineapple right at the core of the palate. But then you get these additional notes of pear, honeyed lemon. They just fan out across the palate and then end with these lingering wet hints of wet stone. And potential aging for this wine is 5 to 10 years, and it's only $29.
Huh. Now, Chile has some very affordable wines. Is it worth investing there?
Absolutely. I've talked about this wine in the past, but the 2010 Cocina Macul Antiguas Reservas Sauvignon Blanc, this is from the Maipo Valley, again, as you said, in Chile. It's an incredible value. Hints of green peppercorn accent the red cherry and dark plum fruit, earthy notes of black currant, firm finish. It's only $15. Ageability on this wine, easily 20 years. Buy a case, see how it evolves. It's beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Now, you could invest a little more and still get to, you know, more than a decade's worth of aging. What else do you have for us?
Well, let's stay south of the border. Let's talk about the 2010 Salentine Primum Malbec. Now, this is from Mendoza in Argentina, but this is a young beast, grown from grapes at high altitude vineyard, then aged for 18 months in French oak barrels. Beautiful bouquet of cocoa, blackberry jam, violets, and then the flavors of black cherry, dark fruits, vanilla in the mouth, savory, wonderful notes, a little touch of espresso on the ultra firm finish. Now, this is going to set you back about $50 a bottle, but this should go 15, 20 years. So you don't have to spend that $300, $400, $500 anymore. You can really find some values out there for ageable
nice.
Wines.
And you don't need the cellar, just put it in a cool, dry place.
Cool, dry, dark place.
Cool.